Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, baby! It's a Monday with you. It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Sirius XM 158, all of our great affiliates, free on the Odyssey app. Of course, twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio. Check us out on YouTube. WatchDA.com. It's Bogey to my right, me to my left. It's Mraz and Bogish. How are you? Ryan Botcher, EJ Stewart, Brooke Stewart.
Yeah.
And Pete Bellotti all with us as well. You think we can get an epic fail out of the four of them? We hope so. Your poll question is also up after Jordan Mailata sung, "Isn't She Lovely?" at his wedding while his wife danced with her father. We asked the question, would you want your daughter's husband singing the song that you're dancing to your with your daughter with? Me and Bogish are hard nos on
yeah.
this one.
One can only hope the question online is worded better than you just delivered.
Yeah,
it.
That was all over the place.
But you get the point.
EJ, of course, and Pete, who has to be Mr. Contrarian. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, fine by me. Just as long as she has a happy, you know, happy marriage.
Poor,
a good guy.
Poor Brooke thinks her dad would be okay with it. No, he would not.
He texted me and he said she's wrong.
Totally wrong.
Yeah.
Dead wrong. 100%. And honestly, Ryan is just hoping to get his next shirt from Spencer's Gifts, and he's not really concerned with weddings or anything like that. So that's kind of the show we've had so far today, Bogues. We've done a lot of NBA throughout. We've talked about the Damian Lillard, trade request and what this means for the Portland Trailblazers. Go check out the Odyssey app on the Rewind. We'll give our thoughts on that as well. We've talked about Kyrie Irving last hour. You know, this hour, I wanted to start with the Houston Rockets weekend because we talked a lot about players staying places. And I thought the Houston Rockets were interesting from the standpoint of acquiring pieces. So the Houston Rockets obviously are still living in the glow of, you know, trying to rebuild and have all the assets from the James Harden deal originally. And obviously, you know, Jabari Smith, Jalen Green, Kenyon Martin Jr. still on this team. I mean, this is a team that's...
He's actually not. He's being traded to the Clippers.
Is he in this?
Yes.
Okay, so I missed that. Bam.
But this, again, this is the NBA's problem. One of the reasons. When the other leagues, hockey,
it's
NFL...
ridiculous.
When they do free agency, the new league year, quote-unquote, has already begun.
Right.
The NBA's new league year starts on July 6th.
Why?
So there are so many trades that are agreed to but aren't finalized for five more days or three more days now.
All right.
So it leaves these guys... Like, Patty Mills has been traded twice.
Twice, right.
And I think he's still listed as a Net.
It's
just like Kenny Martin Jr. is listed as a Rocket.
So before we finish this, I'm glad you brought up this point. Because last time I'm going through, and admittedly I had a busy weekend, right? Kids, 4th of July stuff. But with all the Twitter nonsense that happened on Saturday, I'm a Net fan, right? Like, so I'm going through everything, and I knew, like, the guys we signed. I totally missed that they traded Joe Harris officially. I totally missed that, and that happened on Friday night. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I'm not heartbroken for that. It makes a lot of sense. But, like, to your point, these NBA moves are crazy. Anyway, Jabari Smith is the big one because he was the third overall pick last year for the Rockets. That's a guy they hope that, you know, could kind of keep elevating himself, take a next level. We'll see what his ceiling ultimately is. But they're a team full of young players, and that was the point I wanted to bring up. And they bring in Fred VanVleet. You may like him. Maybe he's not a true A prototypical star, but he's a guy, championship pedigree, that got better after Kawhi Leonard left. And he's a guy that I think the Rockets are going to bring in here. They think could be, you know, their leading scorer, but also maybe teach some of these young guys how to play winning basketball. So I thought that was really interesting. And then they do the thing where they bring in the agitator we're all curious about. I was shocked at how much money Dylan Brooks got.
Oh, I was more shocked about the VanVleet money. The Brooks money...
Well, see, the VanVleet money, I get bad players, and he's not a bad player, but bad players get a lot of money.
Yeah, he's it's been an interesting back and forth, the pro VanVleet guys and the detractors, yeah. Because...
I'm pro VanVleet to an extent.
Well, I think that's where your extent is what we're kind of figuring out, because at face value, it's not as simple as going, how did Fred VanVleet get more money than Kyrie Irving? But it's also a fair question, that how did he get $4 million than Kyrie?
Well, because he's not a nutcase.
Right, but that's not why teams want Kyrie. He's a better player. He's insane, sure, but if you're going to sign one of the two for basketball reasons, you're going to sign Kyrie. You're going to want to pay Kyrie more.
VanVleet might have been more valuable for basketball reasons to the Rockets than other teams in terms of what I'm talking. I mean, they needed somebody who's played a lot of basketball, played a lot of meaningful basketball, and also is pretty good. You will never win a championship with Fred VanVleet being your best player, clearly. We understand.
But I see that's the problem for me, is that you paid him like a guy that's supposed to do that.
Okay, I get that. But with their assets and picks, and again, I brought up Jabari Smith, like, this is a guy that you're hoping gets in that room. It's only a 3-year deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the next year or two, get this team to the point where they're a play-in team, a playoff team, and then see where you're at and what you're acquiring in a couple of years. I think this is kind of like a transition piece for the organization that has real value to them, and VanVleet has a ring and sees a good paycheck here, and I think it'd do that. What I found crazy is when they signed Dylan Brooks, that's a guy who could, let's see if the locker room likes him. Does that kind of go anti what VanVleet does? Or is Dylan Brooks really the kind of guy that, yeah, maybe he'll wear out his welcome in a couple of years, but in the immediacy, he's a guy you love to have on your team and hate to face him. I mean, 4 years for Dylan Brooks?
EJ can break the tie because he knows the NBA better than both of us. In fact, he'll go as far as naming topic lists after his Knicks podcast.
No doubt.
I actually think there's a bigger risk of them going, I can't believe we're paying Fred VanVleet this much money, than Dylan Brooks.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, what do you got, EJ?
Well, I feel like the VanVleet deal, a lot of that had to be, how much money do we got to pay this guy to not
go anywhere
to
else?
Go back to Toronto or
right.
somewhere else? Because yeah. they had the most money not even close by anybody else. So I understood the VanVleet thing because I think they are transitioning from the we're tanking and acquiring assets thing to we're trying to win thing. So,
right, yeah. And bad teams have to overpay sometimes.
Right, yes. Exactly. So I'm okay with VanVleet. I thought the Dylan Brooks money was a lot. I also think Dylan Brooks as a character is an interesting person to put into that locker room. I know they've gotten rid of some of those young guys, but that team still has Kevin Porter, still yeah. has Jalen Green, still has Jabari Smith that you mentioned. So having that guy and him being the mentor for young players is not necessarily the person I would have picked.
No.
But I do feel like there's any coach who could maybe bring this all together, it's going to be Ime Udoka. And I think Udoka guy.
Yes. That's a good point. Udoka's a good point on this. Yeah, and with Dylan Brooks, see, maybe because I like to be a bit of a troll and stoke flames or whatever, I kind of like Dylan Brooks. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, look, some of his antics go a little too far where it's a detriment to your team. I totally understand that. But Dylan Brooks strikes me as the kind of player. It's not nearly the same guy, but you get what I mean. He's kind of like a Rodman kind of player, right? Like, he fills that agitator defensive role. And Dylan Brooks, believe me, I know this from playing plenty of these player props. He could have some sneaky good point nights and stuff like that as well. But, you know, I think Dylan Brooks probably also fits on a team closer to win it all, where, like, that could kind of be the finish. I don't know that that's on a young team that you're looking to transition to be starter winner if that's where Brooks fits.
And Brooks, he talked about it when he had that tiff with Draymond Green. I mean, he sees himself as more than just an agitator. Like, he thinks he can score.
Right. Well, he's like a goon in hockey that has a scoring touch.
Right, yeah. So that's the other thing that I think makes this interesting because, I mean, at what point does he not understand his role potentially? Because, again, Jalen Green was the number two pick in draft a couple years ago. You got Jabari Smith, and now you have Fred VanVleet. Like, he's coming in to be the Dylan Brooks in Memphis. I wonder, he sees his contract, sees his money, sees all the young guys and say, I'm going to be a Dylan Brooks that no one's seen before, a guy who can average 20.
Interesting.
They can't have that.
So I think the Udoka point
or can they?
Is the key thing here, that he's going to theoretically control Dylan Brooks, keep him as the positive Dylan Brooks. And I'm okay with them, I guess, similar to VanVleet. Like, you've got to pay more sometimes to convince a guy to come to a team that's further away from a championship. But I like the idea of this. Now, I was also spooked at the end of Memphis because he went too far and they didn't defend him. They were like, all right, that's enough. We're good. We're out of here. Like, as if he had been a jerk and he was just hard to deal with the entire time. And that is certainly the risk here. But I also wonder, too, when he's kind of alone maybe on the bad guy front, is it a little, like, was he getting egged on by all the other guys, like the entire demeanor of the Grizzlies? Because they were all had their chest out during the regular season, and they all talked nonsense. True. So maybe he was just getting too carried away.
Captain maybe, nonsense, if you will.
Yeah, so maybe if the environment's a little less confrontational in Houston, maybe he'll find a good place to exist where he can set the tone without going too far. And maybe he learned his lesson that he talked too much at the end of last year and reins it back in a little bit. But I think this is the kind of guy or this kind of signing that you sometimes need to teach those young guys how to, because he's a good player.
Right.
And maybe he just got a little too carried away last year, and now he can rein in a little bit and go back to being just a good player.
Look, the West is loaded. But these two moves I found interesting. Who knows if they'll work? But I'll say this, and we saw it last year with SGA and the Thunder. I think the Rockets already could put themselves in kind of that 10 seed mix to end up in the play-in now this year. I really do. I think they could take that kind of step with those players.
Yeah, just like there's just so many teams though. But like, someone's got to lose. Someone's got to be 12 and 13.
But think about this. I'll give you the Nuggets. We know are going to be great. We assume the Kings will continue to be really good. We know the Suns likely be really good. But, like, honestly, the Mavs didn't make the playoffs this year. Who knows if the Kyrie thing can bust with them? The Lakers, are AD and LeBron going to be healthy all year? I obviously, they had, what, they had Caleb Martin. No,
they had a lot.
Gabe Vincent or Caleb
they got
Martin?
Gabe Vincent.
Gabe Vincent. They're the same guy. They had Gabe Vincent.
See, I think Vincent and Strus are the same guy.
Yeah, no.
Caleb Martin's his own
entity.
To me,
Martin and Vincent are the same guy.
Okay.
Strus and Duncan Robinson are the same guy.
Okay. All right.
Those are my guys.
That's fair.
Yeah. I can see that. All right. So, yeah, that's just interesting. Interesting movement. But they were the most active in terms of, in my opinion, acquiring like good talent that wasn't their own.
So, if you talk about the teams in the play-in, you had OKC, Minnesota, the Lakers, and the Pelicans.
Right.
If the Houston Rockets are getting in there, which one of those teams do you think is unlikely to get back?
And not only that, but Dallas didn't get in.
And right, Dallas didn't get in.
And now Dallas has a full season of Kyrie and Luka.
I don't know for sure that Dallas is going to be back. And you guys are putting a lot of stock in this Laker run, man. These are two guys who are only getting older and could be more banged up.
Well, I'm also putting stock in I like what they did this weekend.
Okay. That's fine. The team still rolls around those two guys.
Right, but are they going to drop to 12 or 13 in the West to let the Rockets jump ahead?
If AD's limping the second week of October and not out there, I mean...
The only good news for the Rockets right now...
is like we forgot the two other years after the bubble.
The only good news for the Rockets right now is that Portland's going to suck. So that at least takes one team away from in front of them.
And with all due respect, I understand that they did a lot of this without. I mean, the Pelicans got there because of. I mean, they were basically the two seed in the West before Zion got hurt, and they built up so much early. Oh, you trust Zion to be healthy all year?
No, but what if Zion's healthy all year?
I mean, but you're asking now. You're telling me which one of that's a big if. I think it's more likely he's not. Is that fair to say?
And I think one other wrinkle in the West, and really throughout the NBA, that's going to be important this year is they're going to be probably the least amount of teams tanking than maybe we've seen in a long time. Especially this year, this is not a great draft.
Right.
This past year, you had all these teams trying to tank for Victor Wembanyama. So a team like the Dallas Mavericks that probably could have played themselves in
could play themselves.
They are going to play all 82. They're not going to be worried about a
timeout though. Be fair, EJ. The Mavericks didn't think they had a shot at Wembanyama when they were going for it. They wanted to keep their pick.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm just saying, though, in theory, like, there will be more teams who will say, hey, like, in February, we have a chance to play, and we're going to keep playing it through. It's not like we're going to – there's a generational prospect waiting for us in the lottery.
Oh, and on the other side, you talk about teams that might fall out of it, too. 25-game suspension for Ja, Brooks had a – what? Do we know that Memphis is going to be great this year?
Yeah, I mean –
they might not be great, but are they going to fall 8 or 9 spots in the standings?
This is a team that's won a lot without Ja Morant.
I know,
right.
I know, but 25 games is still a quarter of your season. Or more. It's the not Rockets, 82-game season.
The Rockets were also 18 games away from the playoffs. So, like, this is a long road to get into a top 10.
This has gone from me saying I think they could compete from the 10 to you guys saying I think they're a lock for the play-in. I just think they made themselves interesting in the West.
They made themselves interesting, but I mean,
I think they could be in the mix. You guys, by the way, if this was this time last year, you guys all would have said about the Thunder making the play. Like, who are they coming? Like, you guys would have all called me nuts.
Yeah, I would buy that.
Especially after Holmgren got hurt.
Yeah.
Things happen, guys. It's sports.
No, things happen. And they're at least, you need to pay attention to them now.
Yeah.
But I also, I think that this is not the year for them to actually be that interesting. It's next year where they better be in that play-in.
Well, the good news is I won't have to talk about it with you next time.
That's very true. Unless they stink and the Knicks want Fred VanVleet.
This is just a drive-by take.
It really is remarkable, the things you don't have to care about as of July 24th.
I'll still care because I'm a sports fan.
Yeah, but I mean, you could take...
Yeah, but there's things I don't care about that I have to care about more.
True, but those are things that you do already mostly care about. Like, you're not going to have to watch more Yankee baseball.
I don't care about Knicks basketball.
I know, but you'll be okay. And you'll still be okay punting on a Knicks game on, like, a fall, winter Saturday as opposed to watching 19 hours of college football.
No, I'd rather watch the Nets and all 28 other NBA teams before I'm watching the Knicks. So.
Right.
Well, if you're watching the Nets, then you're watching a team that won't be in the playoffs next year.
I don't know about that. The Nets could be this year's Grizzlies.
There you go. Hot takes. Today on The Fan, 2 to 6:25.
Brooklyn Bridges with Tyler Hero. Mm-hmm. Here we go. All right.
Oh, imagine the puns if Tyler Hero's on that. Oh, wait, are you bringing the puns to The Fan? Is that allowed?
No, I'm a changed man. I'm leaving. I'm emptying the tank here next couple of weeks. I'm going right, real straight-edged.
Evan's going to be the funny guy in this new show?
Okay. I'm going straight sports.
CM Punk straight edge?
Straight sports for me. All right, when we come back, we're stunned to a news, plus some of your tweets. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
Oh, shut up, Pete. You know what? Take a lap. Shut up. No. Shut up. Everybody was talking. I got interviews. I got boxes of chocolates. I got teddy bears. Nah. 11:10.
There it is.
You got to shut up once in a while.
How about you shut up
You
once
don't know
in a
how
while.
To shut up.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Mraz and Bogey here. Getting you set for the 4th of July. Saturday in the park. I think it was the 4th of July. That song never made sense to me. Why would you think? Wouldn't you remember it was the 4th of July? It's a holiday.
I'd hope so.
So, 4th of July tomorrow. It happens on the 4th of every July.
Correct.
Fireworks, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I got to be honest with you. I need the end of the fireworks. I did them the last two nights. I had a late night last night. Old Uncle Shawnee needs to go to bed tonight early before tomorrow's big 4th of July ramp up.
Yeah, old Uncle Andrew got woken up by his bladder at 11 p.m. last night, and then the fireworks kept me awake longer. Yeah. Then I woke my wife up. You know, it was a bad scene.
Not for nothing, because I'm a big I'm very pro-firework.
Mm-hmm.
11 o'clock starts to get a little late. It's got to be like 9 to 10:30, and then we're done.
Yeah, especially the ones that just make noise. Those ones have to stop on the earlier side.
Yeah.
At least if they're pretty, I can deal with the thuds. But if you're just blowing things up, leave me alone after 10.
I love lighting them up. So I was, little fireworks show at a friend's house last night. I had a good time there. But, yeah.
A common friend, and I was not invited, so I guess you're closer.
I got news for you. Guess who the only one out of the 30 people there working this morning was?
Yeah.
This guy.
I know.
This guy. What do you mean you got to get up at 4 in the morning? What are you still doing here? Well, you guys aren't lighting fireworks till 9:30.
Right.
So
you won't let me leave.
I didn't come here for the egg rolls. I mean, geez. also, it's been brought to my attention by Nancy Morash, better known as my mom, or on Twitch. I'm not doing Bob things.
Yeah.
Who apparently is my PR hype person, just giving people my work schedule here. She's alerted me that we have a New York embargo here on the DA. So DA has done this New York embargo. EJ, I want you to turn your head behind you. If Cap could show the signage where Pete the Body is sitting under.
Right. You could do like a Vanna White.
Vanna White.
Thing,
Pete,
like,
Pete's,
you know, show
waving
it
at it. We show that, okay? Now, I want you, EJ, as Pete points out, to tell me, what do you see above the DA show on that logo? What's there?
It looks like a lovely New York City skyline.
Is that a New York City skyline? What is that thing? It looks like a lady holding something up on top of the DA show.
That is the Statue of Liberty.
Okay. And then what's that tall, tall building there, a couple over?
You got the Empire State Building. You got the Chrysler Building.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Definitely some New York. Definitely looks like St. Patrick's Cathedral, even.
Wow. We've got St. Patrick's Cathedral. And we would all agree it's a beautiful logo, right?
Awesome. I love the logo.
So is it fair to say that if the DA is taking on this New York embargo, did we not tie up all the loose ends, you think?
Just a little bit, maybe.
There have been plans better thought through than this one.
I'm starting to get that belief.
Yeah, I mean, the host of New York Accents saying New York teams can't be mentioned on his radio show, that's a contradiction that we probably should have seen immediately.
Yeah, and I don't think DA thought that. He saw that through.
He did not.
In all honesty, do we have to change the logo?
Well, I would argue that we should change the logo to incorporate buildings and other such things from across this entire country.
So maybe that should be part of it. Maybe we did need a logo rebrand.
Like, keep the Empire State Building, but throw in the Hancock Building from wherever this, whatever it's called now, the Sears Tower in Chicago, whatever they got in Tucson.
The big baby building.
Yeah, the big baby pavilion. Throw that on there. Maybe Dodger Stadium and really reflect how far and wide this show goes.
And here's where DA got himself into trouble here. You could sell somebody that's not the Chrysler Building and the Empire State Building and just say, well, no, it's a generic skyscraper.
Right.
You can't fake the Statue of Liberty.
You can't.
I mean, there's only one Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And I know for the people on Twitch or YouTube, like, we're in a four box right now. But, like, even though you told me look behind you guys. I know it's faded, but... Those same buildings are also on the logo back there, too.
This is a tough one.
Yeah. DA seemed to be listening this morning, so I just, as a friend and a colleague, I'll point out that
he was listening?
I think so. He was at least active on Twitter responding to DA show quotes, quoting our tough first hour with Frederick Keyes.
And what'd he say?
The unraveling has begun. That was in response to you calling this the fan and giving out the number.
Oh, no.
So he's at least half paying attention. I offer my services, Pete's services, whoever else wants to sign up, Ryan from yesterday, Brooke is back again from Europe. Like, let's all put our minds together and just talk these things out. Workshop them. Like EJ said, that's a writing room. Let's sit down and make sure we're not biting off more than we can chew, like embargoing New York while we have to promo New York as much as possible.
Yeah. Well,
we're in a tough spot right now.
Just something to consider. The logo I didn't see coming. I didn't even notice. Good job by Nance bringing it up.
Nancy's on the ball, man.
She is.
Is Nancy taking on more clients?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, could she get on a Twitch room and promo me and Kadri doing Delaware football in the fall?
I'm sure.
Is she open to that?
I'm sure she would do a heck of a job.
I agree.
I've known Kadri his whole life.
Right?
Good young man.
That's her favorite Ismael brother.
Yeah.
Not Rocket. Rocket's an easy choice.
Cadre wasn't the favorite Ishmael brother on January 30th, 2000 or 2001.
I know.
Bob wasn't happy with him.
I know. Jerk.
All right. Adam, the former Bath guy, tweets, and happy Canada Day, long weekend, boys, and happy 4th of July.
Was Canada Day, is it today or did it already happen? I think it was, might have been Saturday.
I think it was the first.
Okay.
And right. That's why red, NHL yeah, free agency.
I only know because the Blue Jays wear red.
Right, which was
I'm empty in the toolbox on this one, but I'm being serious. I always ask a question. That's celebrating Canadians' independence?
I don't know, because were they ever really in need of independence? Did France own them? Well, I mean, Britain, they're part of the UK. That's why.
I'm pretty sure France, like kind of, for lack of a better term, owned the part where Quebec is. And
right.
I think the British owned the rest, if I understand correctly.
Wow, okay.
But I'm not sure they had to fight for their independence.
Did France and England just go, it's too cold here, take it?
I don't know. You know, again, I'm still stuck on the Continental Congress, so.
All right. Moose tweets in, while not 100% accurate, this is a fantastically told story of how the national anthem came to be. I'd recommend anyone to watch over the past couple days. Very inspiring, patriotic. And he sends a YouTube video, which, you know, maybe I'll get to. Carol tweets in.
I'm going to say no.
I used to live in Harrisburg area in Pennsylvania. So I was always mentioned. Now I'm in India Atlantic, Florida. So I never hear my place anymore. But moving to Tucson soon. So I'm happy to hear that coming
she's
up.
She's going to Tucson?
Yes. She's the big baby.
All right. So somebody from the show, bless you, is going to Tucson. It's just not you or bless you, as far as you know, Glenn Davis.
Yeah. So much for a cough button there.
My mic was off, as bogus could
know. Yeah, my mic was on was the problem. That sounded like sniffle up, I guess, whatever you said last week. Oh, good, you ate something. Something come up? Oh, and you showed it to me. That came out of you?
Yeah, it just sneezed out of me.
That looked like a piece of brain, if we're being honest.
I don't know what that is. It's certainly not the cereal.
Do you feel any dumber?
No, I'm just holding it in.
Is your eye okay?
I don't know. I'm having like a bad allergy attack right now.
Do we need a medic?
Oh, I'm all right. All right, hold on.
Do you have any emergency Pop-Tarts?
I don't.
Uh-oh.
I only have goldfish. Sean Ironman 90 tweets in, I definitely remember listening to the Chestnut clip live, and I was definitely awkward, especially when Joey compared himself to a porn star.
Yeah.
That was definitely uncomfortable. John and PA. Thomas Jefferson was the lead writer of the Declaration of Independence. John Adams, Ben Franklin, Robert Livingston, and Roger Sherman, not Richard, were the Declaration Committee. So you were right. It was a writer's room.
There you go.
And one too many oopsies, very hurtful tweets. Amy hasn't made them yet, idiot. She's making them today. Talking about the cupcakes we alluded to earlier, the Amy T, she has Funfetti cupcakes. Now, this is where I disagree. If Amy is, in fact, making them later today, that would make sense why there was none here. She certainly didn't tweet it as if it was, like, she tweeted as if all of us interpreted that they were here.
This is the tweet, and it's from before today's show. So this was written late Sunday. Yes, in all caps, I am working through the holiday, sporting red, white, and blue, with Funfetti cupcakes to share. Talk to you tonight.
Yeah.
How else are we supposed to take that, right, that the right. cupcakes are coming last night,
all right, let me
i.e. today?
Amy, some bail here. I think if you're thinking working through the holiday, I don't think this necessarily means just Monday. I mean, the holiday technically Tuesday. So she could be telling her audience.
Then don't tweet that yesterday.
You can't tweet that yesterday.
I mean, I don't disagree, but I think from her standpoint, if indeed she did not make the cupcakes yet, you're saying, yes, people, I'm working through the holiday. I'm here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And cupcakes will be had.
Look, we've known Amy for 10 years, and working these morning hours has made us more pro-Amy than ever because of her baked ability.
Right.
She, like, is an extremely awesome baker. She makes things I would never think of baking, and they're awesome. And she knows. I'm sitting out there like a fat rhinoceros. All right, Sean. It's like I'm in a zoo cage. Nutella? Granola? And I sit there and I eat everything, and it's like, yeah, it's like getting a fish thrown to a dolphin.
Right.
So when I read that, yeah, you can't tease on Twitter that you're baking cupcakes for the next day when you haven't even gotten to work that
day. Or 2 days from now?
Yeah. Come on.
Because there's a Monday night, there's
also
a Tuesday night, which is the cupcake night.
I mean, you said through the holiday. Well, so when you say through, it's not one day.
Well, then bring them every day, I'd argue.
Now, with all due respect to Amy, work when you want to work, and I think that's great. She's choosing to work through the holiday. She was just on vacation last week. most of the regulars she sees are going to be off. It's the 4th of July. She might be the only regular staff member full-time here, the full-timers. That means, now it's good for anybody working through the holiday. I've been there, man. Thanksgiving dinner, I'm ordering from the Chinese food place down the block back in my day. Like, I guess that's good reward on that, but now we're just teased as full-timers. We don't get the funfetti.
Right. I'm not going to be here tomorrow
or
Wednesday.
Yeah.
So who's getting cupcakes? Not us. Who deserves them? Us.
Ryan Boettcher.
Ryan can have my cupcake.
Boettcher. There's a Boettcher and a Boccioni. Confusing.
Ryan, your thoughts on just changing your last name for 2 weeks while Sean's still here?
After I started the show saying don't stand for people not saying your name right.
It's okay. It's the German version, Boettcher. So.
Oh, that's what it is.
He's got more personality than Pete, too. How about that?
And he knows your linguistic limitations. He knows German is not your thing.
I couldn't even get a head poke from Pete at that point for any kind of laughter.
Is Pete still back there?
I think so.
I don't know.
There he is. He pops up like whack-a-mole every once in a while from on board a few. All right, Emmanuel's with us.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Are you ready to be stunned after your update?
I'm looking forward to being stunned. I won't be as stunned as you will be, though.
Because you already know the story.
Right.
All right.
But I'll try to be stunned.
Fair enough.
All right, baseball. Braves made it 8 straight wins, 6-3 the final yesterday against the Marlins, sending a franchise record 8 players to the All-Star game. Braves are 56-27. In the win, Ozzie Albies and Travis d'Arnaud homered. But get this for Ronald Acuna, who went 2-for-3 with another stolen base. He's at 336 with 21 homers and 39 steals.
That's incredible.
Early July.
That's a full year.
It's a full year. So he might go 40-80 at this rate.
He's got more steals now than he did last year. I heard that during that broadcast yesterday.
Yeah, last year he was good, but he wasn't great. And now he's back to like more than great, Acuna. So 21-39. Already for Acuna. Reds 4, Padres 3. Tyler Stevenson came off the bench.
Here's the pitch to Stevenson. He swings, high drive, deep right field. Back goes Tatis at the wall. Gone! Just inside the right field foul pole. Tyler Stevenson, a pinch hit. 2-run home run, and the Reds are back on top.
That in the bottom of the 8th, Tommy Thrall, Reds radio. Reds 8 of their last 9, 16 of their last 20. Brewers 6, Pirates 3.
That's like Bogues. Good baseball being played by your team.
I can't imagine it, actually.
Yeah. 2 out of 3 for your baseball team, actually, over the weekend. So,
la-dee-da.
Turning a corner.
Mm. Yeah. Yanks lost 2 or 3 of the Cardinals, who are actually worse than the Mets.
I'm not excusing that. Just I'm just saying.
Do you think anybody thinks the Yankees are good around here?
The Yankees are good.
No, they're not.
I'm tired of Yankees and Mets being equated as they're having the same season. Leave me alone with that.
Okay.
Yankees without Aaron Judge lost to the Cardinals 5-1. Jordan Montgomery, a no-hitter into the 6th inning against his former team, ended up with 6 2/3, 1 unearned run. Orioles 2 in the bottom of the 8th, beat the Twins, avoided a sweep, 2-1 the final. Angels 5, Diamondbacks 2, Shohei Ohtani, his 31st homer selected to the All-Star team as both a DH and a pitcher. Mike Trout hit his 18th homer in the win. Trout headed to his 11th All-Star game.
He's gone fishing.
It's not funny.
White Sox avoided a sweep in Oakland, top the A's 8-7. Brent Rooker hit his 14th homer. He's the A's lone representative this year in the All-Star game. Rooker actually homered off Shohei Ohtani earlier in the year, so he has a plan when he gets to Seattle.
There's a really cool picture of me hitting a homer off Shohei in Anaheim, and I'm going to approach him very humbly and try to get him to sign it, because I think that is that's something that I would love to have forever, because, I mean, if there's anybody doubting that he's the best baseball player of all time, I don't really know why they are, because he could be the front page story in every newspaper every day, and it wouldn't be talked about enough what he's doing from an offensive and pitching standpoint. It's crazy.
So very humbly, he will approach Shohei and get his picture signed.
Odd. Very odd.
Yeah, another player, another major league player approaching another.
100% do it. And Shohei is going
to
sign it.
No, but you're saying, the way you're saying, I'm going to very humbly do it. You're a player. You belong on the same platform as him.
Later on, he said meekly as well.
Yeah, well, because he's bringing him a picture of him taking the dude deep. So, like, he's, in theory, he's winning that lone encounter.
I mean, Stu asked for my autograph last week. I gave it to him, no problem. He didn't have to humbly ask.
And you've so humbly mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or meekly mentioned it on the show. Nationals held off the Phillies 5-4. Astros took 2 out of 3 from the Rangers. 5-3 Astros win in the series finale. Chaz McCormick, go-ahead 3-run triple in the 8th inning. Rangers are 6 All-Stars, most in the AL.
Do you think Chaz McCormick, any way, shape, or form down the line, related to anybody who owns the seasoning company?
Maybe,
Sean?
Nobody ever asked about who the McCormick seasoning people
are. You're right. I'll look into that after we discover who wrote the Declaration of Independence.
All right.
Okay.
Two Alex Verdugo. Mysteries to solve.
Yeah.
Ninth inning solo shot. Red Sox swept away the Blue Jays in Toronto. 5-4 the final. Royals dominated the Dodgers 9-1 and took 2 out of 3 from L.A. For the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw headed to his 10th All-Star game, tied to franchise record. Pee Wee Reese also went to 10.
Really?
Tigers outslugged the Rockies 14-9.
The 1-1 from hands. Swinging a fly ball left field. Way back in left and gone! How about it? Jake Marisnyk, second grand slam of the day for the Tigers.
Dan Dickerson, Tigers radio. Javi Baez at the other grand slam in the first inning.
Josh, if I may interject for just a second, sure. I'm sorry to interrupt. Nothing on Pee Wee Reese, dude. You got two different ways to go there. Pee Wee Reese's peanut butter cup. No pun.
I think
machine?
He had already used his bad joke in the
no such thing.
Can we non-judgmental admittance?
Yeah.
The way to go that I thought of at the top of my head, I was going to make a Pee Wee Herman joke.
Okay.
Hi, Cherry! You know, just something like that. But then I didn't realize, is Pee Wee Herman still canceled?
I feel like it's a weird subject.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't want to make a Pee Wee Herman joke.
Yeah. Probably safe.
All right. Okay, Cherry! All right.
Is that Clayton Kershaw, doing Pee Wee Reese?
Not my best.
Josh Naylor, 2-run single in the 10th. Guardians outlasted the Cubs 8-6. Mariners rallied past the Rays 7-6. So Seattle with a series win there. Rays have 3 All-Stars. Started 40-18. Since then, 17-18.
By the way, real quick, I was told Astros Rangers finale is today. It was not yesterday.
Gotcha. My apologies for that. Mets 8, Giants
Thanks
4.
Thanks to Parrot 97. No. This person I've never seen coming on Twitch came in Twitch just to tell me Astros Rangers finale is today.
That's what we call a wraparound series. Yes. Goes until the Monday.
That's right.
Mets 8, Giants 4. Pete Alonso is 25th homer during the game announced. He'll be back in the home run derby. So looking for 3 home run derby titles. Ken Griffey Jr., the only other to do that. More NBA free agency news dropping. Eric Gordon, 2-year deal with the Suns. Miles Bridges taking that 1-year qualifying offer from the Hornets. The two sides weren't close on extension talks, so in all likelihood, Bridges will become a free agent after this season.
That'll sting.
Drew Holiday is ring-chasing, 1-year deal with the NBA champs, the Nuggets. Golf, Ricky Fowler won the Rocket Mortgage Classic, first PGA Tour win in 4 years.
Who signed the
Nuggets? Drew Holiday.
Really?
1-year deal.
How about that?
Still a productive player,
yeah,
so
for sure.
Ring-chasing might not be the best way to put it, actually. Taylor Gooch won his 3rd LIV title of
the
year.
Hold on, wait, stand by. NBA expert EJ is chiming in as Justin Holiday.
I was going to say, Drew Holiday's a big part of the Bucks.
Yeah.
Justin Holiday. There we go. Justin. Let me update this.
I thought, I was like, wow, Drew Holiday fell off that much? He's only signed a 1-year deal with the Nuggets? I trusted Emmanuel with that. Okay.
I appreciate you trusting me, though.
No problem.
Maybe we accept the Caserta route and just completely ignore the NBA or make things up about the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, that's one that's going to frustrate me because I easily could have left NBA out of this update.
Especially Justin Holiday.
Justin Holiday's not significant news.
Well, if we thought it was Drew, that would have been big.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, that's the thing. If it's Drew Holiday, that might lead the update if Drew Holiday's going to the Nuggets.
Easily avoidable.
Yeah.
Easily avoidable error.
Where do they all play together? At least the two of them, or were all three together at one point?
Were they with the Pelicans?
Two of them were in Indiana. Oh, Aaron and Justin were in Indiana at one point. I feel like Justin and Drew may have played somewhere, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right.
Are ready to get stunned?
Yes.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Stunned. We have an anchor that knows the NBA.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
All right, so in Seattle, which will also be the site of the baseball All-Star game, something very different happened. A Seattle homeowner went toe-to-toe with a burglar, and the homeowner did it with a sword. Officers found a 71-year-old man with a sword and, quote, visible minor injuries, and found a 61-year-old man in the same home with a stab wound to his torso. After investigating, this 61-year-old man broke in. The 71-year-old man got home, noticed a window was broken, some items were misplaced, so he spotted the burglar in his living room. Fight broke out, The suspect tried stabbing the homeowner with a pitchfork. The homeowner then escaped, ran to his room to grab a gun. He started wrestling with the burglar for the gun. And when the homeowner tried to shoot him, the gun malfunctioned. So that's when the homeowner grabbed a samurai sword and stabbed the burglar. Both ended up being treated for injuries. The torso stab wound was deemed non-life-threatening.
Okay. So deep breath. Robin the 321 sent this to me.
Is this a Clue house?
And then I sent it to Emmanuel. And the headline's about the samurai sword.
Right.
Incorrect. The headline's about the 61-year-old alleged burglar. What 61-year-old dude's breaking into houses?
Hey, 61 is the new 50, man.
Is it? I'd say at 50, you're told to be a burglar.
I mean, look, you could have guys who are 61 like my dad getting hip replaced, but there's plenty of surprised 61-year-olds I see running around.
Yeah, but you should be done with your crime-committing days by 61, or you should already be the kingpin who's sending guys out to burgle.
That is your... That, you think, is the headline?
Yeah.
We went to a house where the burglar was able to pick up a pitchfork.
Right.
The guy who owned the house had time to get from living room up to his bedroom to grab a gun...
That didn't work.
...that malfunctioned... And then was able to have a backup plan after a malfunctioning gun and was able to grab a samurai sword to stab this guy.
This is definitely going to be the plot of like John Wick 7, right?
I mean, are we kidding?
Taken 8, right?
I'm still most stunned by a 61-year-old burglar.
The stun to me
is... Who has a samurai sword?
We know about the samurai sword, though.
Getting it in.
It's surprising, but a pitchfork? How did the burglar have a pitchfork?
Okay, so here.
Fireplace.
We're power ranking stunned. To me, 61-year-old burglar... Then it's pitchfork. Then it's samurai sword. And this might be personal because my grandfather had a sword that he took off a dude from the Korean War and brought back with him.
Wow.
Now, this guy's 71. That's not his correct age, but there's ways to have a sword.
Well, the pitchfork, I think, everybody has like those little pitchforks. If you have a fireplace, you kind of stoke the flames with it.
That's a poker. A pitchfork is like the three prongs.
I could see the writer confusing the two.
Or you're confusing the two right now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I have a new stunned.
I was going to say, hot take, though, before you have a new stun. Don't you grab samurai sword before grabbing gun?
No, you grab gun first.
Oh, you don't want close contact.
Yeah.
Gun, of course.
I don't know, man. It's very easy to fire a gun. If I see somebody's breaking in, I'm swinging my... When else are you using a samurai sword? Like, the samurai sword is for that moment.
Oh, you go, my chance?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Here's the issue, though.
You can go shoot a gun at a range. There's no samurai sword swinging ranges.
There was already a pitchfork. So if you really want to outdo your opposition, you get the gun.
And the pitchfork was in the house, or he brought the pitchfork to
it was in the house already.
So that's some house. Gun, pitchfork, and samurai sword?
It's not a place I want to have poker night.
This is some long-standing beef. These are two people that knew each other. They used to get it in. In some inscrupulous...
I don't know what that means.
In some unscrupulous...
I love you.
You know, operations.
Here's my stun.
This is this is an old score that's being settled. It has to be.
I kind of agree that this doesn't feel random. But at the same time, EJ, counterpunch. Would you break into a house knowing it had a pitchfork, a samurai sword, and a gun that could all kill you?
I mean, I think this guy knew what he was getting into. I think these are professionals. I mean, I'm telling you, this feels like... any one of these crazy action movie flicks where the old gunslinger, so to speak, they think he doesn't have it, and lo and behold, he's still got the samurai sword ready to go.
Before we break, I do have to answer Emmanuel's question here. He said, is the most stunning part that nobody died? No, because it's a 61-year-old and a 71-year-old swinging around these items. That's the other part. If this is like a 25 and a 31-year-old, somebody's dead.
Guess who broke it up, by the way? A 61-year-old woman.
Leaves that part out.
Another homeowner.
Oh, the other homeowner.
Well, overheard. It was one of those classic crime scenarios where you hear something happening and then you report it.
What an old neighborhood.
Was it in Florida? Was this
elderly
in Florida?
Strip in Seattle?
Yeah, where was it?
Seattle.
Seattle. Mm. Home of the All-Star game.
Right.
All right.
That's what I said.
When we come back, is Kellen Moore going to ruin Justin Herbert? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Don't like something? Get it out.
It's not like going to Six Flags, DA. You could get rolled up on by a giraffe.
And what do you think a giraffe's going to do to you?
They're freaking tall. They can't stomp you. They're not Jeffrey at Toys R Us.
You've heard a lot of giraffe on human violence?
Well, no, because they don't survive to tell the tale.
Got it.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
former Boise State quarterback and then Cowboys quarterback, turned Cowboys QB coach, turned Cowboys offensive coordinator, turned now Chargers offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. You know, he had a little breakup with Mike McCarthy there, Bogues, where McCarthy, I guess, really wanted to run the ball a lot more, and Dak was airing it out as a result of what Kellen Moore wanted to do. So Kellen Moore leaves. He is now the Chargers offensive coordinator, getting to work with Justin Herbert. They have a lot of tall receivers after drafting Quentin Johnson at 6'4". Mike Williams is humongous. Keenan Allen's humongous. So Kellen Moore this weekend said that Justin Herbert is going to be thrown into a different jet stream than other quarterbacks because of all the tall receivers. And it made me think, as much as we rain on the Cowboys parade, are we sure that Kellen Moore is not about to ruin Justin Herbert? He's basically already telling us what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, so I'm still going to lean on the Cowboys are the problem, not Kellen Moore, that it was good that he got out to go anywhere else. And he's also talked about how they were not aggressive enough downfield with Justin Herbert, that they did not take full advantage of everything he can do. That carries more weight than, look how tall those guys are. So I think Kellen Moore is going to be helpful here. I really do. The rest of the organization might be the problem. Maybe the head coach is a dope, like just like he was in Dallas. But I think Kellen Moore, at least early on, is going to be good news for Justin Herbert.
I just don't like the idea of, and again, is it going to be some big shock that Justin Herbert's airing it out to three tall receivers? No. But I don't like the idea of basically Kellen Moore already revealing exactly what the offensive game plan is.
Yeah, but I guess the counter is if you do it well, then it shouldn't matter that they know what's coming.
I guess, but...
And you're not going to stretch your cornerbacks out to deal with those three guys.
This was already an issue with Austin Ekeler where they felt like they didn't run the ball enough. Now you're bringing... It just feels like you're going to be able to line up with pass rushers and know, hey, they have these tall receivers. We have to go hit the quarterback before we get that. I just don't like the idea of preseason being able to feel like as an opponent, you have the edge on game planning and knowing exactly what a team's going to do.
Except, like, this is not a secret. Like, every other coach is going to look at that roster and go, okay, those guys are tall. They're going to throw it up in the air. We've got to combat that. He's not really giving away secrets here.
All right. Maybe. Maybe.
He's not diagramming plays like Lombardi on a chalkboard for everybody to see.
I just have a weird feeling.
Seal it here.
I don't think the Chargers are going to be as good as we think they
because
are.
Because they're the Chargers.
Yeah. They're the Cowboys of the AFC.
They are.
All right, we come back. Why haven't there been any takers on James Harden yet? It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.